My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're gearing up for the Texans facing off against the Vikings on Sunday. Both C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans talked about the Vikings defense. We'll get into that here shortly. I did want to mention we were getting some news from NRG about the Texans on the practice field. So one of the things that is good to see, Nico Collins back at practice after sitting out yesterday. So probably expect him to be out there and probably expect him to, I don't know, add another 100-yard game. This Vikings team has a level of give to them, I think, personally. Some other things, Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon, neither of them at practice again.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you didn't want to support him on that, Fig? Thank you, sir. And no Juice Scruggs, no Jarrett Patterson either. So your two starting centers, again, not at practice. One more day of practice, and it's starting to feel like Kendra Green might be the dude who has to go. We'll talk about that more. Hey, thank you again for that. We'll talk about that more as we go along. Another thing that has popped up on the timeline of sorts, if you are a University of Texas fan, or if you're just interested in, as Figgy talks about, the Manning name, or just an interesting thing in college football, Arch Manning will get his first career start this weekend when they face off against University of Louisiana Monroe.
Sound like a Hall of Famer to me.
All right. All right. You have to start with the Heisman first, Fig. Come on now. But yeah, he will get his start as Quinn Ewers still out. I think Steve Sarkisian, the coach at Texas, has said that all of the expectations for the season for Quinn Ewers still there, just Arch Manning will get the start here. And so there you go.
Not a bad backup plan, literally.
Not at all.
Not a bad one.
Not at all. They're set up pretty nicely, that Texas team is. And they're managing to deal with a few injuries early and still make it look real good. The AP number one overall in the nation, Texas Longhorns. All right, let's get to it. Where the C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans both talked to media yesterday as they gear up for the Vikings. And I've already been very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I am most interested in this Vikings defense. I understand that you got Justin Jefferson, probably the best wide receiver in the league over on that side. I get it. Sam Darnold has had a resurgence in his career that is admirable in the first couple of weeks. All of that. Understood, given, I don't dispute that one bit. I think that Brian Flores and what he does with this defense are the things that I'm going to be the most interested in watching on Sunday versus your Texans. And so I kind of wanted to get these guys, CJ and D'Amico's perspectives on it. And we'll start here with CJ's second cut, Fig, where they asked him flat out, just what have you seen from the Brian Flores Viking defense?
Yeah, he does a great job of mixing it up. A lot of
great looks to make you think twice and, you know, to get you off your game. And, you know, I'm a big fan of his. He does a really great job in that whole scheme, taking, you know, what they did in New England and doing his own twist to it. So a lot of respect for those guys. And we got to be on our A game in every single way. So, yeah, he does a great job of mixing looks and just being really versatile, putting his guys and his D linemen in one-on-one situations, making his DBs look great in coverage. So he does a really good job.
Look, the defense is what it's all about with me too. I mean, you can give and deservedly so you can give Sam Darnold credit. You can give what they've done, but I mean, they beat the Giants week one, huge win. Obviously, you know, this past weekend against the Niners, but it's the defense.
Yeah,
it's the defense. It's the pass rush. We've talked about it this week. Best in the NFL in terms of sacks. It's the secondary, which really blew me away, that number that I came across this morning. 41 years of experience in the secondary, which is incredible. They've seen everything, you know, with C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, having, you know, been so good at processing and adjusting and getting the ball to the right spot. You're not going to fool these guys.
And they're helped mm-hmm. greatly by mm-hmm. the fact that what's up front is
yes.
a level of pressure, both with the talent that they've added, as Andy mentioned earlier when we talked to him, mm-hmm. but then also just, again, the pressure that Brian Flores is able to generate, sometimes with just sending four, not knowing which four it'll be in the simulated blitz sense.
No.
But, yeah, that's part of what makes it difficult, as we've brought up a few times. Brock Purdy, after that game on this past Sunday, goes up to Brian Flores and says, hey, man, your scheme is crazy.
Like, crazy.
That is the experience for quarterbacks when they play against this Flores defense, is mm-hmm. that you're being shown a lot of different things. And so this will be an interesting test in some ways for C.J. Stroud and, like, the acumen that he has in being able to diagnose and see, like, mm-hmm. they're going to throw a lot of things at you. Are you capable of seeing? And so with that being the case, right, C.J. Stroud was asked on the balance of trusting your eyes during a play, knowing that Flores is, and the Vikings are trying to confuse you.
Mm-hmm. I don't really just go through my process. I understand that. Trust my process. Trust in what I do. Believe in myself. And it won't always be perfect. It's the league, man. Even, like, these last couple of weeks, not everything is going to be perfect. So it's always about the next play and getting the win. So if it's cute, ugly, there's no such thing as a win. And so that's what we're trying to do, and it's going to be a great challenge. It'll be a loud environment, so we got to be on that. But, yeah, it's about just being us.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It is absolutely, you just referenced it. It's a CJ Stroud. Is he going to be able to answer what's thrown in front of him? That will be, there's a lot of sub stories. You know, we just mentioned some, the center position, the running back position, how the Texans defense approaches Sam. But the story of the game is going to be not just how he plays, but on the way to how he plays, if it's a good game, how he processes and deals with what's in front of him. It's on CJ Stroud. Mature, smart, you know, obviously, you know, intelligent, processes. Well, it's all got to be on there today.
Yeah, especially because
Sunday.
Yeah, obviously Bobby Slowick, it's always his job to put CJ Stroud in the best chance, best place to succeed. But as I mentioned, like, you've got to then be able to take whatever play you have, and then we always talk about the idea of making it right in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that gets tougher when it's not just, hey, I see what's happening. Okay, is this going to work? The picture changes consistently, right? And they're throwing all sorts of different things at you, and dropping guys out and, you know, having guys blitz, making sure that line, everything, the protection is together. All of that is something that falls in some way on CJ's shoulders. So it's quite the test for him against his defense with Brian Flores. So I'm very intrigued how that goes. How about, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans. He talked a little bit also about this defense, about facing some of the zero looks that Brian Flores is going to bring.
Yeah, communication is huge, not only from the looks that their defense presents, but also from playing in their stadium, right? Anybody who's been to Minnesota understands, like, that's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So we have that factor that will be huge for us on offense. So we want to communicate and get into the right plays, but also with the noise and with what they're presenting on defense, with the noise that they're bringing, it's going to be tough all the way across the board.
I mean, noise and, you know, for sure. I mean, that's notorious.
I hadn't even thought. I guess
they are.
This is all on me, right? Yeah. Like, for not thinking about that. But I had not added that element to it, is the communication that's going to need to be there. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about, the noise that they have is just another added barrier for success here. And I think that also comes up in a different way when we're talking about fixing some of the pass protection issues.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like at times communication has been a little bit slacking.
And a third team center.
A little bit lacking,
perhaps.
Right? Right. Possibly Kendrick Green having to step in, right? Like, all of those things come together and make it so that level of difficulty even higher, right? And I'm intrigued to see if they're able to pick up the various amounts of wild things that are going to be thrown at them in that noisy environment with folks with, like, a Kendrick Green possibly stepping in and not having that same amount of reps and rapport. They're going to have to really, really step up in this environment.
I mean, I fully expect, and this is on CJ Stroud as well, they call him off script, but I think it's kind of a bedlam play. You know, when everything breaks down and you go outside and you're trying to figure out where to put the ball, we've seen CJ Stroud do that a few times. I think that bedlam is going to be where CJ Stroud has to be the calm, you know, in the middle of all that noise and all those people bearing down on him. And so I think that's going to be a test for him as well.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He has that capability. He believes in his ability to kind of off-schedule do those things.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely love if he did not have to do nearly as much of it in this game in particular. I know that that's a very generic thing to say, that's very obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if the quarterback could just stand in the pocket and deliver
the
pass.
Pat that ball.
Right? But in this game in particular, right, when we talk about all the things that you're seeing, to then have to then go and try and escape and then try and find likely Nico Collins or one of your other wide receivers and options on the run, like, in addition to all the other things that you're already working on, to have that additional level of, I guess, stress on a quarterback, I don't feel like that's optimal for what you're trying to do in a game here against, again, a Vikings defense.
It's funny you say that because obviously, I mean, who wouldn't? You know, you want your guy to be able to pat the ball back there in a nice clean pocket and pick a team apart. But I kind of feel like, and maybe this is just flat out wrong or dumb or whatever, I kind of feel like that's how they're going to win this game. Because I guess I'm acknowledging there is going to be bedlam. Going to be crazy plays, off-script plays. And I feel like that's where C.J. Stroud, as we've seen, is at his best. And then on top of that, I just talk about this great secondary that they have, which is very underrated, you know, in terms of all the hype and love that the Vikings defense is getting. They're talking about pass rushing and all that stuff. I mean, Stephon Gilmore is still, I think he's 34 years old and still playing at 33, whatever, playing at a high level. Harrison Smith, I mean.
Here's the thing about some of the, I think that Stephon Gilmore is gettable when you get into like some of the double move situations, not because he hasn't seen it, but because the legs only do so much.
The breakdown plays. That's what I'm saying. But I totally agree.
But I think that, I mean, when I say the double moves, I mean like when you have an opportunity to have something that's a little bit more long developing at times.
Yes.
Because being able to, but outside of the breakdown plays, right, where that's happening, I think you would need an opportunity to sit back there and wait for that thing to develop.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
What I'm saying, in my view anyway, is you're not going to fool these guys. They've seen everything. They played against Tom Brady. You know, I mean, hell, maybe Daryl LaMonica, as Mel Kiper put it. I mean, they've seen everything. So when he's in the pocket, it's going to be difficult. When they break down, I think that's when maybe they're vulnerable. You know, when CJ is out of the pocket, et cetera.
Well, according to D'Amico Ryans, one of the big things you're going to need to do, as always, again, is probably avoid these particular situations.
Yeah, it's vital every week for offense success. You know, you want to be in third and short, third and medium as much as possible, or even stay away from third downs by converting right on getting a positive first and second and short. So you want to try to stay out of third downs. Anytime you're in third and long versus any defense, that advantage goes to the defense right there. Playing deep to short, making you force the ball to the check down. So especially versus this defense, we want to stay out of the third and long situation.
I mean, that's a given.
Right.
And I think what is going to keep them out of that, those third and long situations, is what I've said anyway since last year, pass first. Now, I want Cam Akers to get a lot of touches, and looks like he is, and handle this game. But they're going to have to get creative. I kind of want to see more of what Bobby Slowick and this offense does, the Shanahan Kubiak offense, is maybe force that with some more rollouts that we haven't seen a lot, more designed rollouts, more designed bootlegs.
Moving the pocket
for CJ. To get those guys on their heels a little bit in the secondary.
Yeah, the thing about, I don't know how I can make jive the idea of getting Cam Akers or any of the running backs the ball a ton of the time and keeping yourself out of that third and long situation, mm-hmm. right? Like those early down runs, especially when the ways that if you're not being successful blocking it up, which, hey man, this is a solid run defense. Like you, if you're running early downs, you're giving yourself more opportunities to be in that third and long and putting CJ under more of those stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move it along here, when it comes to this defense, I do want to also circle back to practice where it seems like we have some corrections on the availability of some of these folks. Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, not at practice. Juice Scruggs and Patterson are back at practice. And I have not necessarily seen to what degree, but it does seem like they are just practicing, maybe not even necessarily off to the side. So I'll continue to give you updates as we get that from practice, but that is a good thing, right? So that gives you more of an opportunity to not have to have third center out there in the noisy environment that is U.S. Bank Stadium and against the defense that is going to send a lot of different everything in the kitchen sink at you when it comes to visually what they're trying to do.
I mean, Juice Scruggs, probably more so than Damian Pierce is in fact, I know more so than Damian Pierce. Getting him back would be enormous, in my view. Anyway, I think he's that vital to what we're talking about here with the defense, with the calls, with the bedlam and all that. Even though he's young, I think he'd be much more important for this offense.
So there you go. That's what the principals are talking about with the defense that the Vikings are going to throw at these Texans on Sunday. And again, a little update at practice that the centers, your 1 and 2 centers, are indeed at practice today as they get ready for the weekend. All right, coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do that next.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, don't shoot the messenger here with this confession. I don't think there's any way Joe Mixon is playing on Sunday. And there's a reason for that.
Because he's not practicing.
Well, that's a big part of it. Okay. If you're just looking on the surface, but I think it's been pretty much guaranteed to us overnight. So I occasionally dabble in the gambling arts.
Oh,
and not like Sean or Tyler or anything. Just occasionally, maybe
not like degenerates or anything.
You know, a couple times a month if I'm watching.
Not an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a gambling. Addicted. Exactly. Just
7 days a week.
I can quit.
I just gamble socially.
I can quit anytime I want. So
I'm a social gambler.
The line on this game yesterday morning. Was 3.5 points. Texans favored by 3.5.
Cool. On the road?
On the road.
Excellent.
The line right now? 2. Vegas always knows. Vegas always, always.
Unless they pull a Kyle Shanahan.
Well, I mean, they dropped 1.5 overnight.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, people. Joe Mixon ain't playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I was struggling with was I was already kind of trying to be in the place of that probably wasn't going to happen anyways. All right, I got to confess. I think we got to pare back the City Edition thing when it comes to these uniforms.
Yeah.
I understand.
Not a big fan of those new Rocket City Editions?
No, not really. it's fine, right? And that's what I think a lot of the City Editions, even at a lot of them at their best, there's mm-hmm. a few that are like, oh man, this is awesome. But a lot of them at their best, like, it's fine. And I understand the league's trying to make more money because that's another iteration of the jersey that someone might go out and buy,
mm-hmm.
And all these things. But I feel like for the volume of the ways that we put them out in a yearly, you know, every year there's a new one. I don't think that we get enough of them that are great.
Yeah.
To do this in the, like, I feel like, hey man, keep them a couple years, maybe like every year, or maybe this is the way to do it, right? Maybe I'm wrong in this, and you got to
just keep
getting shots up in order to actually hit some.
I just think you have to do a good job with them. Like some of the City Edition uniform, no matter what, I think pretty cool.
Sure,
but you better hit on that, because or else it's going to be souring on a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know?
The problem is that they don't hit enough.
They don't hit enough. Their batting average is low.
In my personal estimation. So yeah. I don't know if that's like, hey, get them more in the metaphor that you set up. Get them more at-bats, or if it's just like, hey, we need to limit this. But yeah, the City Edition jerseys don't hit at a high enough clip for me. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I hate one thing. I'll say this first. The one thing I love about the internet sometimes, like mm-hmm. I like a good laugh,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's mm-hmm. a funny video. I like a good laugh. The one thing I hate the most, though, is these I don't want to call them fake, but these prank videos where people are trying to bully somebody else or intimidate somebody else, like they're about to take their stuff
mm-hmm.
or. Like they trying to fight them.
Yeah.
I ran across this video. It was an older guy. It looked like he was in a Walmart or something like that.
Yeah.
He was just minding his business, just getting his little stuff. And somebody came up to him like he was about to take his stuff. And the guy was like, hey man, I see the guy over there with the camera. Like, I'm not in the mood for that.
Good.
And it ended up escalating to the point where the guy was like, hey, I could go to the car. We can handle this.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wow.
I could go to the car.
He was going to pop the trunk off.
There's only one thing in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only one thing in the car.
But this is my confession. I was looking through some of the comments, and people was like, man, just leave people alone. Mm-hmm. But it was that one comment that was like, both of these people are childish. Why is the guy trying to do all of this? And it's just material stuff.
Yeah.
Like, dog, sometimes you just leave people alone and it don't have to get there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my man was trying to get some stuff probably for his family to go home. You don't know what people going through. People be stressed out. Nobody got time for these jokes and all that stuff.
No, I'm with you. So many of the videos now, I just, before I even see them, I just think that they're staged. like everything to me on some of these, like somebody, like a lot of them are like fight videos or, hey, he said something to his girl. I saw one of those this morning and the girl did a little whole karate thing on the guy and the boyfriend said, see, I told you, don't mess with her. And I'm like, come on, that's clearly staged.
Yeah, but I think I'm with you, Fig, on the ones like there's definitely a lot of stage videos that I'm good on. I mean, just kind of the video economy that we have set up is kind of wild. But then also this particular, like, hey, you're clearly trying to do content to get money, but like at other people's expenses, like
that are not
going to be cut in on this.
Yeah.
Leave them people alone. If you really want to make content, go come up with something that is, you know, worth creating content on that is not you bothering other people and annoying
this,
their lives.
This guy was clearly, he had nothing to do with what they was trying to do and just came up to him like he was about to take his bag and come all on. That stuff. It's just like, dog, what you doing? This is the tweet that kind of ticked me off. The guy said, this is not standing on business. These are immature men on both sides. One playing too much.
Both sides.
One playing too much at his grown age and the other one willing to throw his life away over a product at a store when thousands of products are manufactured every day. Stop bothering me, man.
Yeah.
Stop bothering me. Stop. Like, we don't need all of that. Just mind your business. I'm getting my stuff. I ain't bothering nobody else. Like, sometimes those type of comments piss me off, man.
Yeah.
Like, you must not live in the real world.
Exactly. I love that people are jealous of CJ Stroud. I love it. That's the biggest compliment that the Texans can get. You know, we opened the show with it. We've talked about it here and there with you know, all the hoopla, uproar, whatever you want to call it, on CJ Stroud's interaction with Caleb Williams. You know, Nick Wright goes nuts, the bozo in Chicago goes nuts, Mike Florio goes
just
nuts.
Keeps calling him bozo, man. Yeah, man,
got hey, keep that same energy with Nick Wright.
Yeah, I was like, you noticed that, right?
I'll call Nick a bozo. I have before, I'm guessing. Like all this, oh, they're peers and all. I think at the core of all this is they're feeling threatened and they're jealous because CJ Stroud is it. And they finally found something that they can criticize. This is what happens to the great quarterbacks. People hated Tom Brady, and I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, but people hated Tom Brady for no apparent reason other than he was really good and the Patriots had him. People hate Patrick Mahomes for no other reason other than he's really good and the Chiefs have him. And he's winning championships.
There's probably some other reasons.
Well, we're not going there.
Tom Brady circumventing the salary cap and things like that.
But by and large, there was a lot of jealousy. And you know what? I love that people are getting jealous of CJ Stroud. That means he's really, really good, and they know it.
I think the other thing, too, I think people have no idea who CJ Stroud really is. Because when you seen that interaction with Caleb Williams midfield, did y'all look surprised at it?
Well, no.
Was this shocking?
No.
Like, this is what CJ does.
Absolutely.
Man. I just feel like maybe the mainstream media had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are starting to get a feeling for who CJ Stroud is. I know that, especially being local, we get the feeling of like, oh man, we've seen all these various videos, but not everybody is collecting all of the CJ Stroud videos necessarily.
Yeah.
Some of this has become national, but I think it's easy to forget to like what extent, and they're still figuring out or finding out just like, oh, who CJ is in a full way. Because I'm sure in the Tom Brady environment that you're talking about, right? If somebody's in Boston listening to Boston radio all the time, fairly early in that, they might have gotten an impression of who Tom Brady is.
Mm-hmm.
We got more of an impression over time because he was here for a while. I think we're starting to get to the place where, hey, people are starting to learn who CJ is just as a human all the way around as well, as opposed to
I don't think nobody
player.
Here ever considered that he was little bro-ing CJ.
Nobody.
Or Caleb Williams.
And then I wake up this morning and it's trending number one in sports.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm like, Indy Kalu. I thought it was a good moment. I'm like, okay, that's a nice little, that's words of encouragement for a rookie.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it like he was little bro-ing them.
No.
Fig, can you help me out with some audio here? I am going to utilize this for my confession because apparently we have the possibility of maybe, just maybe, seeing Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles race.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Oh, no,
so you think it's like Mike Tyson's punch out the old video game? You got to fight everybody to get up to the level of champ?
Hey, you can't take a shot at the title.
Okay.
But I'll let you take a shot at me.
So if he ran against somebody else and he beat him, somebody who you respect, and he beat him, would that then qualify him in your mind to race you?
No, you go to the next person.
So we got a lot of levels before he gets to you.
Well, I will say we can't run the 100.
Okay, he said 50 yards.
We could do 60.
60?
We're in talks.
All right, in talks to do 60.
We're in talks.
Okay.
I confess, I think he should make him run the 100.
Go ahead, finish.
Like, I do. Hey, man, is it Noah Lyles' thing that he starts a little slow at the blocks? Yeah. And then also Tyreek, like the difference between track speed and NFL speed is something else, right? Mm-hmm. And that gets shown over time, too, like over a long spell of time or space, rather. You'll see that maybe in that quick burst, mm-hmm. but over that 100 meters, even though like that is a sprint, but compared to some of the like speed that the NFL players show, it's not the same. Hey, man, don't go down to 60. Make him run 100.
Yeah, look, when this first popped, Figgy remembers this. I said, he's got no shot. Zero shot. I don't care how fast Tyreek is at 100 meters. He might have a shot at 40, but anything over 40, he's got no shot.
So you think at 60 is still a race that is cool?
At 60, he's going to get killed. At 60, Lyles is going to kill him. It's like, you know, like those guys that say, oh, I can beat that boxer, that professional boxer. I'm not even going to say like a big star, like just any good professional boxer. They get destroyed. Yeah. They get destroyed. They might be a good street fighter. They get destroyed, you know?
Yeah, I think he should do the 100 too, man. I ain't going to lie. I think he should do the 100. Just you're stepping in his world. That's like if Noah Lyles was sitting here saying, I can run a better route than you, then he should actually run a route.
Yeah.
They shouldn't water it down. No, run a route that I will run and try to do it better.
With that being said, I'll be there. If they go ahead and run that 60, I'll be watching.
I'll be there.
And 832, don't forget Tyreek ran track too. Yeah, but I mean, it's a different level.
I'm telling you, people.
We're talking literal world-class speed.
Yeah, it gets to a different level. Noah Lyles trained for this moment.
These guys,
Tyreek Hill, he trained like an NFL star.
Again, not to pull that card again, but like I've been on the sideline of NFL games,
and it moves quick, baby.
And I've also been
I covered the Olympics
at seven Olympic games.
Oh, there it was.
I covered.
It's a different kind of speed. They are Maseratis, man. They are Ferraris when they run that 100 meter dash.
Think you good?
Oh. You got time for another one?
Yeah, go for it. Watch this.
These are my confessions. The other day, man, I think I might have embarrassed my wife.
Oh.
So I had to go to a work event with her. It was at the 713 hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a little casual event, people mingling around. You got the name tags on and all that stuff. And we were standing by, kind of close to the bar where people stand in line. But she was chatting with her coworkers, and somebody came up to me, and I thought she said, "Hey, you look good." So I'm like, "Thank you, appreciate it." I went to shake her hand, and she kind of looked at me weird. And then her coworker was like, "Oh no, we're not in line."
Oh God!
So she asked me, "Are we in line?" I thought she said, "You look good."
You're darn right I do.
Yeah. And so I went up to the girl. I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I thought you said I look good." I said, "Thank you." My wife just put her head down.
You shouldn't even gone back to her.
Yeah, that should have just been. Yeah,
no, you said I look good.
No, because I said thank you. Because clearly she asked, were we standing in line?
Mm-hmm.
And I said thank you.
Yeah, but I think Lopez is right. You clearing it up. I don't know if that
just
actually.
Just go. Just walk away.
Better.
Everybody
just
got a good laugh out of it.
Okay.
Except for my wife.
Exactly.
She was just like,
she'll be
oh,
all right.
My goodness. But
she'll be okay.
I think I embarrassed her a little bit.
All right, there you go. Some Lunchtime Confessions in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Previously, we would call it cap or no cap, but you know what? Got a little confusing. What's not confusing is whether we buy or sell these things. We'll discuss next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. Shout out to Pope Zaza saying this may be the game where the Texans offense finally clicks. I mean, if it does, that'd be awesome because quite a challenge across the board for them with the Vikings defense. Really, really interesting front seven situation and a really strong defensive secondary that all of the people that you ask locally, when you talk about D'Amico, you talk about CJ, I mean, even Caserio have given a lot of praise for that. We mentioned the idea that hadn't seen either of the running backs that have been out in practice, but both of your centers, center one, center two, and Juice Scruggs and Jared Patterson, were seen at practice today. And so that is a good thing. We'll talk more about that as we go along in this program. But right now, we have something that we're doing on Thursdays called Cap or No Cap. Got a little confusing, so we'll simplify it. Let's do a little buy or sell. Lopez, what you got for us, buy or sell?
Are you buying or are you selling? So Texans obviously beat the Bears. There was a lot of viral videos of DJ Moore, their receiver, showing a lot of frustration. There was one where people were trying to read his lips and told the backup quarterback, "We need you, bro," or "I need you, bro," or something like that. Yeah, I'm sure y'all saw these. So he explained it, I believe, day before yesterday. He said he was not frustrated with Caleb Williams. He was just frustrated. Buy or sell?
Ooh. I don't think I hadn't seen this quote. I'll say buy because, yeah, I don't know if that was specific to Caleb Williams himself or the situation that Caleb Williams was then put in, because if we were going to talk about it, we were mentioning the idea of in the course of the conversation, right, that happened after. Caleb Williams himself, did he have a terrible game or was it just an awful blocking game and all those things and the circumstances that put him in that place? I imagine DJ Moore is on the next rung of that as he then doesn't get the service from the football as he would typically get if the quarterback was playing better.
What do you think, Figgy?
I'm buying this. I think he'd been there for like 2 years, I want to say, because he came over with the Bryce Young trade. I just think he's frustrated with the team, with the offense. I'm not sure what that offensive coordinator is. Like, I don't know if it's good.
Yeah, Shane Waldron's an interesting one coming from Seattle, because he went over, and I'm trying to remember which one of those Seattle Seahawks players was like, good luck. Like they did not seem to be excited for the idea.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, right. That was the energy that I got.
I don't think he's frustrated with Caleb. I think he's just frustrated in general because a lot of people had them high on their list as a team, and they're 0-2 right now. And the offense haven't scored a touchdown.
Oh, he hasn't thrown a pass.
Touchdown pass. Yeah. So I think he's just frustrated overall.
I'm with you guys. I'm going to buy this one as well. I think I think they know what he might be. So the frustration is not with Caleb Williams. All right. So since this is such a big story around the country and it's in our backyard, let's buy or sell. C.J. Stroud said he was not trying to little bro Caleb Williams. Buying a story or selling?
Buy. Intent. If we're talking about intent?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I don't see any reason why C.J. Stroud would have been up there trying to little bro him, right? Like, that just seems to be a positive, encouraging guy when it comes to the C.J., and that seems like to be exactly the same thing that was happening there. The only place that I think you can maybe say he would have tried or maybe did little bro him is, like, pulling him back to the spot, like, "Hey, no, I'm not done talking to you. Come here," right? Like,
"Hey, that's wait, it. Come here."
And even then, I know that the intent wasn't there in that way.
Yeah,
that's maybe how it came across.
No, he had something to say
at all that he was trying to.
Yeah, he had something to say, and he was trying to help. I'm with you, and you buy as well, right?
Yeah, I buy. Yeah, he's not for right now. He haven't came across as that person.
Yeah,
like, "Hey, I'm big bro. I'm trying to, you know, I'm better than you," type thing.
Yeah,
like it seemed like he was genuinely trying to encourage him.
All right, buying or selling this? And this one has been on my dock since Saturday night. You know, I was just scrolling on Twitter like we all do on Saturday night, and I saw this quote from Mark Davis, Raiders owner Mark Davis, who is 69 years old.
Nice.
All right. He said his 26-year-old girlfriend did not know he was a billionaire, that she was just attracted to his smile.
Sell. Like, I'm not even thinking about this. Just like, with that haircut? Nah, dog.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm glad
she didn't get to the hair. She stopped at the smile, I guess.
Although, I guess the tough thing about it is that, hey, man, there are women who like anything, right? Maybe that is her type.
Yeah.
But I feel like within that type was probably a recognition that there's definitely some money in there.
Man, yeah. She's 26.
Yeah.
He's 69. And nice. She didn't know that he was a billionaire. She just liked his smile.
Yeah, nah, I'm not buying this at all.
And I might be a hater, bro. It might just be that.
No, you're not a hater. I don't think anybody.
I might be.
Like, you're familiar. Like, 26-year-old gets hit on by a 69-year-old dude. What's the first thing she's going to do? Either say no or go to his Facebook page or social media somewhere and say, oh, he's a billionaire? You know, I kind of like his smile. I kind of like his smile.
See, my thing is, too, if a 26-year-old is interested in anybody that at that age, mm-hmm. they got to look like Denzel Washington or something like that, exactly. Man. They can't look like, I almost called him Al Davis. They can't look like Mark Davis.
No, hell. Mark Davis makes Al Davis look like Denzel.
Hey, no. Oh, my goodness.
So, all right. So, y'all saw the Drake London celebration.
Yes.
They kind of made the rounds.
Yeah. He got the flag looking like he was trying to be Tony Montana out there.
And I think he got a fine, too. I'm not sure, but I think he got a fine. So, Falcons coach Raheem Morris tried to come to his defense and said, hey, for all I know, it was a water cannon celebration. That's the kind of guy he is.
Did he say water cannon? I heard T-shirt gun, which was even
that's
hilarious.
What it was. It wasn't water
even
cannon.
Even more hilarious. He was just trying to send proverbial T-shirts up to the fans.
Yeah, you're right. It was T-shirt gun.
Yeah, no, that's a big sell. Like, what are we doing? Like, I get it. You trying to defend your guy. Yeah, you know damn well that wasn't no T-shirt guy.
Yeah, he's trying to cover up. Yeah. That's all. He's trying to look out for his guy so it don't be worse than what it is.
I give him an A+ for creativity. That's for damn sure. T-shirt guy. He's just that kind of guy.
I would do the same thing, to be honest.
That does make me wonder, like, if you were trying to pantomime T-shirt gun, how would you get that done and not end up with the...
Exactly. It's the same thing.
You know, not end up with the flag, right? Yeah. Is that something that you could sell if you tried hard enough so that the officials did not throw that flag?
Yeah, exactly. All right, a couple more for you guys here. Dave Canales, Panthers head coach, said they are not considering trading Bryce Young.
I want to buy it. I really do. But especially in the ways that decision feels like it can't have come from Dave Canales.
Mm-hmm.
While I might imagine that the coaching staff is like, nah, there's still something that we can get out of them. Maybe the general manager is in that place. If that came from the owner, particularly, which there's a possibility that it did with the kind of a, I don't know, the ways that Dave Tepper can be a little impatient.
Yeah,
I do wonder if that's just like he's done, and then that means that you probably would have to consider the possibility of trading him. So I think that I would sell that from like an organizational standpoint.
I kind of want to buy this.
Oh, you too.
Just for the simple fact, like, how crazy would it be to move on from a number one overall pick after just, what, a season and two games?
Yeah.
It just seemed kind of nuts to me, but I feel like if they are the worst team in the league, I mm-hmm. could see them possibly looking to draft another quarterback, man.
I am selling. There's no way that they can't consider trading him.
This year or next?
I don't know. Did he put a timeline on it?
I don't think so. I can see them.
I didn't see a specific
timeline on it. If they end up with the number one overall pick, and it's a good quarterback that's right there, mm-hmm. I can see them trading him.
But the tough part about it is this draft class, when it comes to quarterbacks, is not one that is seen to or that is believed to be really good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been leaning towards the idea of like Shador Sanders being one of the best, if not the best quarterback. Quinn Ewers is one of those guys, but none of those guys is incredible elite NFL prospects here.
But see, with the Panthers owner, I can see him being fooled by something like that.
For sure.
Hey,
that owner more than
Shador. Yeah, let's get it going. I know football. Let's draft him number one overall. So I can totally see that.
All right, this is a serious one now. This is a big piece of news. If he's telling the truth. Dana Brown said the Astros definitely will engage in contract talks with Alex Bregman.
Ooh.
Mm.
I buy it.
Yeah?
I think also...
It's an interesting one.
It is interesting. That allows you to keep trying to pry open that window that you have. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this when it happened. I think that the elbow injury... maybe opens up the possibility for that to be a little bit more feasible, especially understanding that maybe the market isn't going to be as high mm-hmm. outside because of the injury aspect of it.
I'm buying this too. I think Now, if you ask me what type of talks it would be,
yeah,
I have no idea.
Right.
But I think they definitely going to try to talk to him about a contract extension. When you said, it's funny, when you first said this question, I thought she was going to say Kikuchi.
Oh,
I did as well. I thought you were going to that place.
They
as well.
Definitely should talk to him about a contract extension.
But I'm right there with you on this. I think they absolutely 100% are going to engage in contract talks with Alex Bregman. I think so. I'm buying it. But I think the problem is they have, and they've lowballed him, and he's ready to move on and get one more big check. So they will engage.
Yeah.
I just think sides are going to be so far apart.
I wonder if it's just going to be a little, here go our last effort.
Right.
Here go a little something right here if you want to take it or not.
Yeah. One more. Okay. And I like this one. It just made me think a little bit. Debo Samuel said that it is now or never for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's bye. And I know that it seems nonsensical because it's like, hey, man, you have a lot of your talent that you're just getting signed on deals, right? You even begrudgingly, you got them signed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is now or never. You're still working on the crazy good quarterback deal that you have with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you're starting to see some of the age show up in some of the players. Like, hell, a lot of this offense is predicated on Christian McCaffrey, who last year was the first time that it felt like he had a fully healthy season in forever, and you're already seeing those injuries pop up for him, him going on the IR and everything. So, yeah, it's going to take – you need to go ahead and strike while the iron's hot. I don't think you can pry open a Super Bowl window forever in the ways that they seemingly are trying to.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this too, and they're going to have those conversations about quarterback extension now. So, I think once that happens, it's going to be extremely difficult to get back to the Super Bowl, how they've been getting back.
I'm buying too. They're going to be in cap hell. They've given out big cuts. What Reggie said is why I'm buying.
Yeah, I took up all the answers, didn't
I? You had all the good points.
I took them all before you could even get to them.
Yeah.
It's a little buy or sell here on a Thursday in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a great one thus far. Coming up next, we got a little bit of an update from practice that the centers are indeed practicing. How important is this week going to be for them? Plus some more fun audio from your Texas. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.